Using new technology, Huntington will tap into an old form of technology, unused broadcasting frequencies. Since television stations are going digital, they have left frequencies out there available in those areas known as white space can be used to provide wireless internet access. So a group called WVNet, or West Virginia Network for Educational Telecomputing, has teamed with Huntington to provide the internet to the city free of charge for a year. Huntington Mayor Steve Williams says the technology could mean big things for the city.
What I'd like to do is create a startup community, in essence a startup village that is technologically based, and Wi-Fi of this nature, certainly by being free and we're showing that we're doing it on a cutting edge, will send a message that Huntington clearly is open for business.
All that's required to tap into that free white space and provide a free Wi-Fi signal through it is the use of the appropriate technology. The system will be composed of a main hub at Marshall. Antennas will be placed around the city that will pick up the broadcast signal from the hub and translate it to wireless technology that can be picked up by any piece of equipment that can pick up Wi-Fi signals. Dan O'Hanlon is director of WVNet and vice chancellor for technology at the Higher Education Policy Commission.
It'll be like you're sitting at home or sitting in a Starbucks. It's just like Wi-Fi, only it's super Wi-Fi because it covers such a broad area.
It's not a new idea for West Virginia Net to use the technology. WVNet has a system set up at West Virginia University for students to receive super Wi-Fi while they ride the personal rapid transit around campus. West Virginia Net hasn't done it for a city yet, but it won't be the first nationally either. According to a report by the Broadband Center of Excellence, Wilmington, North Carolina is the only U.S. city currently using Whitespace to create a municipal smart city wireless network.
I visited Wilmington this year and took a tour of all their facilities, looked at how they established their antenna, and I've done a partnership with the company that did it in Wilmington, and they are coming to Huntington to do it as a pilot at no cost to the city of Huntington.
O'Hanlon says they have thought about what happens if they find access points are becoming overloaded. He says they'll add more if need be later on. The coverage area will stretch in a 6-mile radius around the downtown area. He says if not used, the FCC is considering selling the white space to cellular companies. Mayor Williams says he wants the city to try to be ahead of the game. That's why he wanted to be a part of the Wi-Fi pilot program.
If you're not the lead dog, the scenery never changes. And truly, we do this in Huntington and we prove that we can do it here. Then it also sends a message to the rest of West Virginia. We don't have to be 48th, 49th, and 50th, nor should we be 19th, 20th, or 21st. We should strive to be the best.
Williams says if successful after a year, then the city will have to find ways to support and finance the system into the future. The city is also having a study done to look at the feasibility of making the area a gigabit city, meaning internet that will have speeds of up to a gigabit a second. Williams says those high internet speeds could mean the difference in keeping or attracting tech businesses.
We have some businesses that we've lost in this area, moved to North Carolina, to small towns in North Carolina, just because they weren't able to get the capacity that they needed, or if they were, it was going to cost them an arm and a leg.
The program is expected to switch on later this month or early July. Williams says they'll monitor the system to make sure that the included encryption techniques keep the Wi-Fi secure. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.